Amber pointed out. How exciting. It would be, yes, if the companies I had my eye on were receptive. Allure has been around for 100 years. They're the ones I want to work with. But when I met with the CEO, he laughed me out of the boardroom.
He? Amber asked.
He, Sparks repeated. Does he wear makeup? Cinder shook her head. He's a man in his 60s who recently inherited the company from his mother. He has no fucking clue what he's doing. I tried to explain the advantage of working with me, but he says that he can't trust a wet-behind-the-ears little girl who takes too many pictures of herself. He told me to get a degree in business and another in chemistry before he'd even consider working with me.
But that would take nearly a decade, Amber gasped.
Right? Cinder rolled her eyes. I don't need a business degree to know how to run my shit. I've been selling and marketing other people's products since I was old enough to apply fake lashes.
Not everyone has the skill to do that as a 10-year-old, Sparks needlessly pointed out.
I don't need a chemistry degree to make my makeup. I've been doing it for even longer. I know what I'm doing.
So this Allure guy, he won't work with you because you don't have a formal education? Is that right? Amber asked.
In this day and age? Sparks clicked her tongue. Right? Cinder took a deep breath, relieved that her sisters understood just the kind of strain she was under. She needed to expand, but she would only do it with a company she respected, one that already had stopped testing on animals and used minimal harsh chemicals to produce their makeup lines. It is so not the age of animal cruelty and chemical makeup. People want to look good and know they are also taking care of the planet.
It is so lame, Cinder agreed. So many entrepreneurs don't have degrees. It's the old way of looking at things, and that is totally the point.
If he wants his company to stay viable and keep the top position in makeup sales, he will have to modernize and adapt. At least if he was a person who wore makeup, he could understand the importance of...
Cinder snapped her mouth shut.
I'm babbling, aren't I?
Yep, Sparks answered with a smile. We're used to it, Amber agreed. We all do it.
A cherished Brady family trait, just like our stubbornness, Sparks continued. If I didn't chat away, my house would be so quiet. Dash talks more than he did before, but he calls me his silence filler.
You're making it about you again, Sparks, Amber nudged the actress with an exaggerated eye roll.
Is there anything you can do, Cinder, to change this guy's mind?
Cinder took another slice of pizza. Was it the second or the fourth? She didn't know and didn't care. Let the cheesy goodness fill the hole in her heart.
I've enrolled in a few college classes.
Sparks' head snapped up while Amber gasped.
You didn't, one said, while the other gasped. Cinder, no. I'm hoping if I'm taking a few classes, it will show good faith. Then maybe Mr. Allure will want to work with me.
You're just going to bend to his will in hopes of making a deal?
Sparks didn't look pleased.
Well, Cinder picked at the pizza crust. His granddaughter is set to inherit the company. She has been a follower of mine for a little while now. I think that if I play up the classes I am taking and meet with her, together we could convince her grandfather to work with me.
Sparklers were going off in Sparks' eyes.
That is more like you, she beamed with pride. Never let the man get you down.
Amber snorted. I mean, sure, but be careful. If you only appear to play by his rules, your deal could be made on shaky ground. Make sure you're only doing this if it lines up with your values. The last thing you want is to be stuck in a business deal with a company that doesn't behave in a way that you can condone.
If the granddaughter, Saffron Carlyle, was in charge, it would all be fine.
Saffron? Sparks giggled.
Whatever, Sparks, Cinder shot back, throwing a pepperoni at her sister.
Our parents definitely had a feeling we were going to take the world by firestorm, Amber commented.
Did they ever?
Cinder was going to get her own makeup line off the ground, whether she had Carlyle's help or not. She was determined, and nothing can stand in the way of a Brady woman. They always...